And then when you sang education, well, the people who were doubting your ability to rise above the others in that competition, I think that tune, more than any other tune in the competition, did it for you.
Well, yes, if you remember, at that time, when it was 85?
Yes.
That competition was at a time when education, as it still is, very important on the lips of people. And when you hit a song like that, it's tough to beat that song, because lyrically the song is strong, melodically it's there, and if you perform it right, somebody may edge you here and there if they come equally as strong, but you know, it's not going to be easy. You know, you will be definitely in the first grouping. And this is the strategy, to try to be with the first grouping, so that in the second grouping,
they could push in.
Stamina will tell. We'll see who could edge out who, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Education, education, this is the foundation. Our rising population needs sound education. To be recognized anywhere you go, you gotta have your certificate to show. To enjoy any kind of happiness, success. Children go to school and learn well, otherwise later on in life you're gonna get red hair. Without an education in your head, your whole life will be pure misery. You're better off dead. There is simply no room in this whole wide world for an uneducated little boy or girl. Don't allow idle companions to lead you astray. To earn tomorrow, you got to learn today.
When they had the second one in 1988, you did a tune called Document Pan, which I always feel should have been made like a national song.
Yes, well, what happened is that was a special song I made for that competition. These are not songs that I am prepared to sing on an everyday show, but NJAC recognized the greatness in this song, and they give me
a top 20 award.
Yeah, it was very, very nice. I still have it there, you know. NJAC, I have been doing some good things for Calypso, and I had a nice chat with Makanda Daga not too long ago, and I think they have some great things in store.
Silver man, historian, Mr. Politician, tell me when you're going to write the history upon you taking Silver for granted, stating it always will be around. When and how it all started, you make no mention. Documentation can be found. I said to try the NCC or the university and tell me if you see any Sylvan history for posterity. If the steel band must know, the children must know the trials and tribulations of long ago. If the steel band must know, the children must know the trials and tribulations of long ago.
When we look at the modern Spirited, and we're leading up to 1992, obviously, and your material that you've done, we know you've done some excellent songs over the last 5 years that have always, you've always put out an LP. But we want to deal specifically with your performances in 1992, while it's fresh on everybody's mind. I remember you singing this song, "We Will Survive," in a mass camp one night, way back in even December, and I said, what Spiral singing a tune this heavy, this early in the season?
Well, this was in trying to test the song and to feel out the audience, see if the song is reaching the people, because it's a high song. It's not one of them songs that you can distract yourself and then come back in and get the full essence of it. If you know the song, well, you can do that, but in the very beginning, you have to pay close attention. You have to give undivided attention. And so I wanted to be sure that it was just right, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I sang it in the tent a few times and did the same testing to make sure that's right, because I intended to go in the competition, especially at this time, because I thought it was necessary, because the people controlling it is seeing to it that it is marketed worldwide. And since I am very active and I consider myself the most busy of all Calypsonians, it is important that I market myself and be there on that night.
From the beginning of time, reaching out to the sublime, in a cold and hostile world, we have struggled to exist in this earthly wilderness, seeking an elusive goal. Many times it seemed that we are fighting a hopeless cause, implying extinction is our lot, because we were constantly ravaged by scourges and wars. We gripe, we quarrel and complain, but in the end, enough, believe it or not, we will survive, no matter what the odds. Man will survive, inspired by your gods. It's a hard road we travel, but to triumph we shall. We gon' toil, we gon' struggle, 'cause at the end of it all, whether you're big or small, Peter helping Paul, till the master call, we fight for survival.
What has been the high point in your career?
Very difficult to say. I think one of the high points would be the first time I won the crown in 1956. You know, that was an exhilarating feeling that hasn't been duplicated, really, because it was the first time. And another time I felt really, really excited about something was when I was performing in Carnegie Hall for the first time. Knowing Carnegie Hall, hearing about Carnegie Hall, how high it was on the list of prestigious places to play. You know, people talk about the Greek Theater, talk about the Palladium, talk about Madison Square Garden and that type of thing. But Carnegie Hall had class attached all over it. And when I got a chance to star there, I figured, well, you know, this was really, really something. And a few other places. And, of course, as you mentioned, you know, winning the Road March in 1985 after running dry for so many years. And then again, I can't downplay the importance of this 1992 crown.
Somebody moves you made that night. I feel it had to be rehearsed, boy.
In that particular song, yes, we did some choreography.
But I saw the Mighty Sparrow lining up between two girls, jumping perfectly in time, landing.
Yeah, well, we did that. When I answered the question a while ago, I thought you were talking in general because I don't usually perform with anybody else. So I don't, do any choreography. I do a lot of one-foot spins and all different things because it came in practice. But this particular song, for the competition, we did choreography.
Very well done indeed.
Thank you very much, sir.
Now, Sparrow, we, the public, looking at you, we have seen you as philosopher, entertainer. We have seen you as the comedian, the calypso extraordinaire, the party man, whatever you want to call it. Which is the true Sparrow?
All of the above.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Self-Destructive, off the new album Homegrown. This is another track off Homegrown. This one's all about kids getting guns and killing each other.
On you.
year. Please don't make me cry. Old Labour love tune there by allowing us to do you another new tune off the homegrown album. This one's called Someone Like Me. It's not about someone like me. We'll be right back. system cover-up.